It's Tuesday morning, and you know, last Tuesday, lucky me, I got the day off, and it means Mick got the day off too. What did you do on your Tuesday morning,
Mick? My Tuesday morning, I slept in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you. I slept in too, to 6 o'clock in the morning, which really isn't sleeping in for most people, but still.
Good for you.
Hey, let's make up for some lost time and get to our Montague Webworks website of the week for this week.
And this week, it's, of course, about Pumpkin Fest. Mike Nelson is Pumpkin Fest, and the website for that to learn more to get in on the loop is facebook.com.
Did you say Mike Nelson is Pumpkin Fest?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
He's doing a Pumpkin Fest.
Yes, he is in charge of this year's Pumpkin Fest, last year.
Like last year. It's his brainchild. He said, let's bring it down here. Keen's been doing it for a long time, so we should do it too.
Another celebration in Turner's Falls.
That's right. And he does two events. Interesting. In Turner's Falls, the Bring Parade in Turner's Falls and the Pumpkin Fest. They're both in Turner's Falls, but he calls them the Franklin County one. So he's a Franklin County kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. He brings the whole community together. I interrupted you when you were doing the website. So spit out the website again. I'm sorry.
Those people, they're like, wait, but you said just facebook.com/pumpkinfest.
Oh, so it's attached to Facebook. Did you go to last year's Pumpkin Fest?
I caught the tail end of it. I had my in-laws, or my ex-in-laws rather, out in the eastern part of the state. Mm-hmm. Had a birthday party for somebody, so I had to go to that. And we got back at about 8 o'clock, and it was still slamming.
Oh, yeah. Big event last year. A lot of people showing up.
I heard tell that they had between 6,000 and 8,000 people on Avenue A in Turner's Falls.
That's big.
It was shoulder to shoulder, the whole way down. There was a certain point where we could almost not walk down the street. And it's like, wow. I don't think the town's seen anything like that.
Some great bands over at that park that I can't pronounce.
Mm-hmm. Pesky Umpscut.
That's it.
Some people just call it Pesky.
Pesky Park. Maybe I'll start doing that.
Yeah. But Pesky Umpscut, they had, I think they had Ruby's Complaint and Curly Fingers Dupree, maybe the same bands today, maybe Afterglow. I don't know. I'm not sure. You find out about it if you go to the website.
Yes, we encourage people to go online to the Franklin County Pumpkin Fest website. Which again is
facebook.com/pumpkinfest. Or you could just go to Facebook and do a search for Pumpkin Fest up in the search handy dandy search bar at the top.
So is Montague Webworks going to have a booth at this year's Franklin County Pumpkin Fest?
Well, I am, as your listeners will recall, involved with Mutton and Mead. So we're going to have a table there and I'll be helping that because we have an open house for it the following Monday.
Oh.
For people that want to get involved for next year's festival.
Oh, so people can stop by the table and find out exactly what Mutton and Mead is all about.
That's right. And buy shirts and mugs and whatever. And we'll have pumpkins out there as well. I mean, we're part of the whole thing. But,
well, you guys are already planning for next year's event.
We're planning for next year. It's going to be 2 days. Yeah. So we're going to need a lot more help.
May?
June.
Oh, okay.
It'll be June 23rd and 24th.
Wow. Yeah. From 1 day to 2 days.
That's right.
Look out.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are saying, why did you only do 1 day? And we're like, we don't know how many people are going to show up, and we'd have to hire everybody for a second day. And if it just trickled in, so we'll just take our chances. And it was good. So
there you go.
This coming year, it'll be 2 days.
All right. So look for the Mutton and Mead table at this year's Franklin County Pumpkin Fest. It's coming up on Saturday night, Avenue A in Turner's Falls.
From 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock.
There you go. And also do remember that Mick and Montague Webworks is on our Save 30% store at bear953.com. You've been thinking about putting that website online. You got a couple ideas, but you need the technical dude to get it to work for you.
That would be me.
Yeah, that's Mick. And get that website at a 30% discount. Go to the Bear Country website at bear953.com. And under Save 30 Store, you'll see Montague Webworks.
That's right. We're in there. And, we're coming up upon the holiday season. And if you've got a shop, if you've got doodads that you make at home and you want to sell them online, I can set you up cheap and fast and in time for the holidays.
Yeah, quick turnaround.
That's right.
Mick from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week. We'll talk to you soon.